Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Samach, the last Daf in the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, well, Yiftach Adam Chatzos Shutafim, a person may not open into a jointly owned courtyard, Pesach Keneged Pesach, a doorway directly opposite a doorway, V'chalon Keneged Chalon, or a window directly opposite a window, even if he has a chazaka, for the sake of modesty. But Yochanan says, this is derived from the Pasuk, Yisa Bilam es Einav Yaris Yisrael Shochanu Shvatov. And Bilam raised his eyes and saw Yisrael dwelling according to its tribes and blessed them. Mara, what did he see that inspired this bracha? Rashi Pischei Ahalei Mechuvanim Zelazeh. He saw that the openings of their tents were not opposite one another. Amar Ruin Halu Shetishol Hem Shechina. And said, these people are worth for the Shechina to rest upon them. Pointing to the Gemara relates, so when the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, many Jews resolved to no longer eat meat or drink wine. They explained to Rabbi Yeshua, Ne'achol basish mimenu makrivin al gabi mizbeach, shall we eat meat from which they sacrifice korbanos on the mizbeach? And shall we drink wine which is poured on the mizbeach and now is ceased? He responded that if so, we should not consume bread, since flour was used in menachos, nor fruit which is brought as bikurim, nor even water since the nisach hamayim had ended. They were silent, and he said, Banai, Boba Omar Lachem, come, my sons, and I'll explain to you what you should do. Shul Hisabo Kol Iker Iefshar, not to mourn at all is impossible, Shekvar Nigzor Gezer, because the decree to destroy the base of Mikdash was decreed and carried out. Lusabo Yosmida Iefshar, yet to mourn excessively is impossible, Shein Gozrin Gezer Al Hatzibre Oin Ken Rob Tzibre Yochon Lamudba, because we do not make decrees on the public, which most of the public cannot withstand. He proceeded to enumerate the decrees enacted by the sages for mourning the Churban. And point number three, Rabbi Yeshua told them that the sages said, Sad Adam is Beis Besid, a person plasters his house, Meshayer Bo Davramut, and leaves over a small area without plaster. This is explained to be a square amma and opposite the door. A person should prepare a meal, but leave out one item, such as Karsa Daharsana, a dish made of fish fried in its oil with flour. A woman may fully adorn herself, but leave out something small, such as leaving Basida, the hair on her temple, which used to be removed. These practices of mourning have a basis in the Pasuk, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, tidbakoshoni l'chiki. If I forget you, Yerushalayim, let my right hand wither, may my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, and so on. Rav Yitzchak explains the end of the Pasuk about setting Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, above my highest joy, as a from makla shibarosh chasanim, ashes on the heads of grooms, which is placed where tefillin are worn on the head. Rabbi Yeshua concludes, "B'kol masabal Yerushalayim, and anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, zoche v'ro b'simchasa, will merit to witness its ultimate rejoicing." So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, "Lo yiftach adam l'chatzos shutafim, a person may not open into a jointly owned courtyard, Pesach keneged Pesach, a doorway directly opposite a doorway, v'chalon keneged chalon, or a window directly opposite a window, even if he has a chazaka, for the sake of modesty." Rabbi Yochanan says, this is derived from the Pasuk, Yisa Bilam es Einav Yaris Yisrael Shochanu Shvatov. And Bilam raised his eyes and saw Yisrael dwelling according to its tribes and blessed them. Mara, what did he see that inspired this bracha? Rashi Pischei Ahalei Mechuvanim Zelazeh. He saw that the openings of their tents were not opposite one another. Amar Ruin Halu Shetishol Hem Shechina. And said, these people are worth for the Shechina to rest upon them. Pointing to the Gemara relates, so when the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, many Jews resolved to no longer eat meat or drink wine. They explained to Rabbi Yeshua, Ne'achol basish mimenu makrivin al gabi mizbeach, shall we eat meat from which they sacrifice korbanos on the mizbeach? And shall we drink wine which is poured on the mizbeach and now is ceased? He responded that if so, we should not consume bread, since flour was used in menachos, nor fruit which is brought as bikurim, nor even water since the nisach hamayim had ended. They were silent, and he said, Banai, Boba Omar Lachem, come, my sons, and I'll explain to you what you should do. Shul Hisabo Kol Iker Iefshar, not to mourn at all is impossible, Shekvar Nigzor Gezer, because the decree to destroy the base of Mikdash was decreed and carried out. Lusabo Yosmida Iefshar, yet to mourn excessively is impossible, Shein Gozrin Gezer Al Hatzibre Oin Ken Rob Tzibre Yochon Lamudba, because we do not make decrees on the public, which most of the public cannot withstand. He proceeded to enumerate the decrees enacted by the sages for mourning the Churban. And point number three, Rabbi Yeshua told them that the sages said, Sad Adam is Beis Besid, a person plasters his house, Meshayer Bo Davramut, and leaves over a small area without plaster. This is explained to be a square amma and opposite the door. A person should prepare a meal, but leave out one item, such as Karsa Daharsana, a dish made of fish fried in its oil with flour. A woman may fully adorn herself, but leave out something small, such as leaving Basida, the hair on her temple, which used to be removed. These practices of mourning have a basis in the pasuk, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, tidbakoshoni l'chiki. If I forget you, Yerushalayim, let my right hand wither, may my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, and so on. Rav Yitzchak explains the end of the pasuk about setting Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi, above my highest joy, as efer makla shibarosh chasanim, ashes on the heads of grooms, which is placed where tefillin are worn on the head. Yeshua concludes, "B'kol masabal Yerushalayim, and anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, zocheh v'ro b'simchasa, will merit to witness its ultimate rejoicing." All right, so now we get our siman daf samach, and this siman was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas, as well as Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that samach is a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers for the siman. So here goes. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban beis hamikdash, were taught by a rabbi to leave over a small area without plaster opposite their entrances so that they will eventually come to smile in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Once again, slow motion. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, smiley face stickers, that must be on daf samach. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, which reminds the Gemara teaches not to open the opening of one's home opposite another opening, as derived from Bilam's bracha to Klal Yisrael, which was inspired when he saw that the openings of their tents were not opposite one another. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban beis hamikdash, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua's discussion regarding the correct level of avelas for the churban, when he saw people refraining from eating meat and drinking wine since karbanos and nesachim are no longer brought. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban beis hamikdash, were taught by a rabbi to leave over a small area without plaster opposite their entrances, and that they will eventually come to smile in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua gave over proper practices for mourning the churban, such as leaving over an area in the front hall of a house that's not plastered, and teaching v'kol masabal Yerushalayim, and anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, zocheh v'ro b'simchasa, will merit to witness its ultimate rejoicing. So once again, the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban beis hamikdash, were taught by a rabbi to leave over a small area without plaster opposite their entrances, and that they will eventually come to smile in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Daf nun vav. So the simmer daf nun vav is a shusher and shul going nu 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 nu. So here goes. The shusher and basin said, nu nu, shusher saying, nu nu? That must mean we're on daf nun vav. The shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazak who had to pay the owner for a field, which reminds us. The next mission states that if two edim testified about 3 years of a chazak, and they were found to be zomim, mishalmin lo as a kol, they pay the original owner for the entire property, since their edis would have deprived him of the property. Shnayim b'rishonah, shnayim b'shniyah, v'shnayim b'shlishis. If two edim testify about the first year of use, two others testify about the second year, and two others about the third year, combining to a full testimony of a chazaka, and they were found to be zomim, mishalshing b'nehim. They divide the payment in three among them, since their testimony was combined to potentially take away his property. So the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other edim that were saying half an edis because of davar, v'chatzi davar, which reminds us, our Mishnah, which allows combining three testimonies about separate years into chazaka, disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. In a brisa, Rabbi Yossi relates that when his father Chalafta went to learn Torah under Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, some have it as a reverse, they both agreed such edis could be combined. But Rabbi Akiva argued and said that since the Torah writes that a davar, a matter is established through two witnesses, we darshan davar, v'chatzi davar, a complete matter, but not half a matter. Any edus must have a legal impact on its own to be valid. In our Mishnah, since each pair of witnesses only testifies to 1 year, which cannot establish a chazaka, none of the testimony is acceptable. So the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other edim that were saying half an edus because of davar, v'chatzi davar, to allow a set of edim to testify on a chazaka, even though one said the machzik ate wheat, and the other said, He ate barley, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Echad Omra Achal Achitim. If one witness says the Makasi cultivated wheat as the field's produce, the Echad Omra Achal Soorim, and one witness says he cultivated barley, Harizo Chazaka, this is a valid Chazaka. Although they contradict each other about which produce was eaten, people do not notice the difference between wheat and barley, so the disagreement on this detail is disregarded. Daf Nun Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, so here goes. The man with a long nose knows, that must be Rav Daf. Nun Zayin, nose. The man with the long nose who had no need to protest when his partner stored a pile of dolls with long noses in their shared yard, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists which activities in a property establish a chazaka that he acquired the right to continue doing that activity in that property. It first lists activities which cannot have a chazaka to continue. For example, if one plays an animal in another person's courtyard or movable utensils or chickens or manure, there's no chazaka, proving an acquired right to these activities because the owner doesn't protest such temporary activities. The Gemara asks that an owner would be expected to protest even temporary activities in his private domain, and Rabbi Bravu answered that the Mishnah's case is b'chatzio shutafin, a jointly owned courtyard, because partners do not object to these uses, although they impede its passage. So the man with a long nose who had no need to protest when his partner stored a pile of dolls with long noses in their shared yard averted his eyes when walking past a woman in the river doing laundry, which reminds us, the pasuk says, v'otzim einav mi'ros b'ira, and one who shuts his eyes from seeing evil. Rabbi Bar Abba explains, zeh she'ein mistakel b'nashim mishal she'omdos al hakvisa. This refers to one who does not gaze at women when they're standing over their laundering when their feet are exposed. So the man with the long nose who had no need to protest when his partner stored a pile of dolls with long noses in their shared yard averted his eyes when walking past a woman in the river doing laundry and washing the cloak of a Talmud Chacham, which was long enough to cover all of his flesh, which reminds us, Ryokan asked Rebbe Benah, Chalok shel Talmud Chacham Ketzad, how long should the tunic of a Talmud Chacham be? He answered, Kol she'im basar nira matachtav, so that his flesh should not be visible from underneath. He asked about a Talmud Chacham's outer cloak, and Rebbe Benah answered, Kol she'im chalukon nira matachtav tefach, so that a tefach of his tunic should not be visible from below the cloak. Daf Nun Ches, so the symbol Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo. Zoo? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Ches, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Bonel entering Maros Machpelah and encountering Eliezer and then Avram. Rabbi Bonel said he gazed at Adam's two heels from outside, and they were like two globes of the sun. So the servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo, didn't let nine brazen sons enter who were searching for their father's grave, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Benel's wisdom. In one incident, a man overheard his wife berating his daughter, saying, why are you not discreet with transgressions of immorality? I have 10 sons, and only one is actually from your father. The father instructed his entire estate to be given to his one son. Rabbi Benel told the sons, go bang on your father's grave until he rises and reveals to you which of you he left his estate. All the sons went to do so except one, because mamzerim are brazen by nature, and the one legitimate son was not. Thus, Rabbi Benel awarded the estate to the true son. So the servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo, didn't let nine brazen sons enter who were searching for their father's grave, while the 10th son helped Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, move a drain spout on top of the lion's cage that was dripping onto a neighbor's property, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamar zev ein lo chazaka, a drain spout through which water flows off of a gutter, has no chazak to remain where water is dripping onto his neighbor's property. V'yishkin komo chazaka, but its place has a chazaka. These spouts were not permanently attached, but moved from one place to another. So the neighbor's silence is not proof of an acquired right. Three interpretations are given. Daf Nun Tes, so the similar Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor. Knight in shining armor? That must be Moran Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzar, where he practiced swordsmanship, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion if a neighbor can protest a window above Dalet Amos. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzar, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it, which got in the way of his lance, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion of a chazaka of aziz, a beam protruding into a neighbor's chatzar. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzar, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it which got in the way of his lance, also protested a shutta from opening a window, even though he had a right in the chatzar, which reminds the Gemara discusses opening a window into a chatzar shutafin. I never can say until now I only had to conceal myself while you were in the chatzar, but not when you were inside your house. Now, even when you're in your house, I need to conceal myself from you since you can view my activities through your window. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the learned that the pasuk of Va'otzim Einav Meros Bara refers to one who does not gaze at women when they're doing laundry and their feet are exposed? That's on Daf Nun Zion. Good number two, which daf do we discuss practices for mourning the Churban, such as leaving a space in one's home unplastered? That's on Daf Samach. Good number three, which daf do we discuss carrying out a Chetzi Grogeris into Rishus Rabim and then another on Shabbos? That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good number four, which daf do we discuss what happened when Rabbi Bana'a entered Marz HaMachpelah? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good number five, which daf do we know that one should not open an opening opposite another opening as derived from Bilam? That's on Daf Samach. Good number six, which daf do we discuss if one can protest his neighbor opening a window into his chatzer? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good number seven, which daf do we learn that Edim Zomim, who testify to a chazaka, must pay the owner for the entire property? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good number eight, which of the one that the incorrect level of avelos for the korban would be not eating any meat or wine? That's on Daf Samach. Good number nine, which of the one about opening a window into a chatzar shutafim? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good number ten, which of the one that one's intent for pruning a palm tree was for the tree's benefit, he acquires the tree? That's on Daf Nun Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Ram Golder from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.